Week 5 in the National Football League, and today the Jaguars continued prep for this Sunday's game in St. Louis, Missouri against the Rams. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields today for the second practice of the week, getting ready for St. Louis this weekend. Justin Blackmon back in the practice field as well. That means all the starting receivers that the organization thought would start the season are on the field at the same time now. Blackmon, of course, on the outside, Cecil Shorts the third on the other side, and rookie Ace Sanders is in the slot. On the other side of the ball, Geno Hayes missed practice today. The linebacker came out of practice a little early yesterday with a hip flexor injury. He is expected to be okay come Sunday. Still a little buzz in the building after the Jags traded left tackle Eugene Monroe to the Baltimore Ravens. It became official today when Monroe passed his physical in Baltimore. Jags general manager David Caldwell talked about the trade today.
Yeah, when you make a commitment to build it through the draft and to have as many picks as possible is the key, and gives you a lot more leeway going into the draft and gives you a lot of flexibility in terms of what you can do in terms of trading up, trading back, and not having necessarily to worry about, you know, focusing on one player.
Of course, look for the full Dave Caldwell press conference right here on Jaguars.com. Let's take our weekly look now behind enemy lines. A great matchup this week. The Jaguars offensive line against the Rams defensive front. That includes bookend defensive ends Chris Long and Robert Quinn. A year ago, Quinn had 10.5 sacks. So far in 2013, his 5 sacks leads the NFC. And in week 1, Quinn sacked Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer 3 times and forced 2 fumbles. He was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week after that dominating effort. Facing off against Quinn, Luke Jokel. It's his first game at left tackle in the National Football League, and Jokel knows Quinn can be a handful.
He for sure is an elite pass rusher. You know, watching him on tape, you can see, you know, he's got a variety of moves. He's got great athleticism. You know, he comes off great with the first step. He's able to jump the snap count pretty good, and, you know, he's definitely going to be a challenge all game long. And, you know, he's a guy that's kind of, you know, showed himself, you know, he's one of the elite guys in the league this year. You know, he's already got, I think, 5 sacks, and, you know, he's got some really good pass rush moves.
Speaking of Luke Jokel, it's time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. He'll tell us about 2 core players that are finally where they belong.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. In a busy week around the Jaguars, a week when it's easy to keep your eye on the short term, the talk outside the team is focused not only on trading Eugene Monroe, but the struggles in the first month. But more important, actually, maybe 2 other players in the news this week. Players that are still on the team, and therefore a lot more important to the future. Those players, Justin Blackmon and Luke Jokel. Jokel starts at left tackle Sunday against St. Louis, and Blackmon probably starts at wide receiver after a 4-game suspension to start the season. Jokel now gets the chance to play a position where he's comfortable, a position where he projected as maybe the best player in his draft class. Blackmon gets a chance to start showing he can stay on the field and develop into the reliable go-to receiver the Jaguars need. Why are these guys key? Well, if we didn't know already that the Jaguars are focused on the future, Monroe's trade clearly showed that. At this stage of the building process, the Jaguars sorely need elite core players in their prime. Jokel and Blackmon are top 5 picks. Top 5 picks are supposed to be core guys. Jokel and Blackmon aren't there yet, and they're young enough they're not supposed to be. But the Jaguars sure would like them to start developing into that. And considering where the Jaguars are right now, they would like them to start developing into that sooner rather than later.
Thank you, John. The Jags wrap up Rams week on Friday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.